Who's more likely to commit murder?
This is a tough one. I'm gonna say myself.
Shit. If people,
I get angry.
People voted for me. I feel it.
Oh my god!
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let go, let go.
Good morning, Pineapple.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you? I already worked out today.
You worked out today?
I worked out today.
How?
I'm on fire.
We met here at like 10:30. How? Yeah. Oh my god. Like outside the house?
Yes.
You're crazy.
8 a.m. Yeah.
Who are you?
I know. I'm a new person.
Oh my god. I could never. Yeah. I think this is already early for me.
Yeah, it's very early.
But I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I am too. I had one of those mornings where I was like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
But I went and yeah.
You feel good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the after feeling.
Yeah, the after feeling is nice.
It's nice. The other day I was talking with someone, I don't remember who, they were saying like, oh, the running is so good. Like the feeling when you get home and shower, like, and I was like, okay. So the best thing about going is coming back.
And showering, yeah. I would love to know that feeling about like running because yeah. I hate running. I literally feel like I'm dying. Like my body is like telling me to stop.
I understand, but I feel like when I see someone running, like, besides the like seaside or yeah. by the river, I'm like, goals.
Yeah.
This is what I should be
no,
doing.
No, for sure.
It's like, it's a lifestyle.
Especially because it's something like you don't have to pay for anything.
True.
Like you just use your body and you leave the house and like you can literally be anywhere.
Yeah.
Like you can be traveling and it's like, I think it's the only workout that you like kind of, yeah, you can do it anywhere. So it's not like your routine,
yeah.
like if you travel, like I feel like traveling for me nowadays is like, ugh, like now I'm gonna have to stop like
working
all of my
out, yeah.
like progress. So yeah, I think running is probably the coolest one to do.
It looks so cool, like
yeah.
listening to music and just feeling yeah. like a cute running outfit. Yeah. Every time I see someone, I'm like, I want to do this, but at the same time, I think I would need to drive to a cute place because
yeah.
I don't want to like run from my
yeah
home like nearby. I want to go next to the river or something because it needs to be aesthetic.
Yeah, no, it needs to. Yeah.
You need to at least look at something cute while you're in yeah. pain. But yeah, we should join like a running club.
Yeah,
of us two, the Undressed running.
Yeah, because all of the running clubs are like 7 a.m. That's not for
and they run fast, so we'll be like down the back,
and we'll be like. Can we go get a pastry after?
No, but we could get a coffee after.
Yeah,
it could be our
coffee.
Thing.
Yeah.
We need to start that.
I know. I'm down for it if you're down.
Yeah, I'm down for it. Okay. We meet at the river.
We meet at the river.
Not at 8 a.m.
Okay.
It can't be that bitch.
Okay.
But if you're willing to wait until 10 a.m.
Yes. I'll wait for
that.
You.
Okay. We can do that in the morning. We meet at the river and we run for like 15 minutes. And then we have a coffee.
For like 40 minutes.
Yeah,
well, we
yeah,
should
yeah.
just. Okay.
It's
a date.
It's a date. So today, we are going to play something very fun, actually, that we played here, I think, before, but as like a little game at the end. And today is like the whole theme of the episode. But it's funny because I feel like although the whole reason of creating this podcast was to... people get to know our personalities instead of just like our looks and outfits and stuff. I feel like even with this podcast, people might not know like the difference between us,
yeah.
you know? So we decided to play Who's More Likely. So we see like your perception of us
yeah.
and the difference between
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we asked you guys.
Yeah. I'm so scared because like I hate it. I feel like it's one of the worst feelings. You know when someone's like, oh my god, this is so you.
Yeah, and you don't
And it's
relate.
Not. It's like, is that how you perceive me?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel
so yeah, imagine everything's wrong. Like I need to rebrand.
It's gonna be fun. I think some stuff might be wrong because, like I was saying, we don't show a lot of our personalities. Yeah. Like, this is the first place where we are showing it. So if our subscribers haven't watched that many episodes, they might get a lot of things wrong. But it's gonna be fun. So we're gonna reply first. The question is gonna be thrown at us. We're gonna reply first. We have a little accessory.
Yeah, we have a new one. Guys, we had an upgrade. Look how cute.
I love it. We look so cute here.
Look really cute.
So yeah, we're gonna reply first. Right?
Reply first, probably reach an agreement. And then see.
Maybe yes, maybe
or
no.
Not. Or not. And then see what the audience thinks, right?
If it matches our answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's start this. Game time.
Who's more likely to die first in A Quiet Place?
Like the movie Quiet Place? Okay, okay, I will agree with you. Just because I'm a pro, like I dream about this.
Yeah, that's why you're a pro. I feel like if a zombie apocalypse happens, I'm like, I'm gonna go meet Iris because
I studied she's prepared.
She's prepared. I'm gonna bring all my family to your house. We're gonna survive here.
Exactly. And also, I feel like you can be, like, we are both clumsy, but you can be a little more. So I would see, like, imagine A Quiet Place and then Sophie, like, drops a glass.
Yeah, that would be me.
And we are dead.
I'm doomed.
So, yeah. I'm wondering what people said.
Iris. Oh my god!
They were like, no, bitch, you don't have the skills.
I wonder why.
See? This is so funny.
I wonder why.
Maybe they think you're more prepared to fight zombies.
I tricked them all. Maybe they think I'm like very responsible or something.
Maybe they think so.
Yeah. Wow. I wish we had like, I wish people would develop their answer.
Exactly, to answer why.
Yeah.
They're like, Sophie is very responsible, so she will save humanity.
Nope.
Oh, this is fun. Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Who's more likely to get too drunk at pre-drinks?
At pre-drinks.
That's me. I think overall I get more drunk than you.
They're gonna answer me.
Sophia.
Okay, they got it right. Yeah. So how's the most drunks gonna save us in the quiet place? Elaborate, please.
Elaborate, please.
They got it. They got that right.
Yeah.
Who's more likely to go back to wearing skinny jeans again first?
Ooh. Okay, I have my answer.
I don't think anyone.
She's very indecisive.
You know what? I'm going to put you because I can see you wearing like inside boots.
Oh, okay. I see. I put you because you were the skinny Capri.
Yeah.
During this summer. And you still wear leggings to work out. And I haven't wore anything like skinny on my legs for a while now. So I replied you.
True.
Sophia.
Yeah.
People saw the leggings.
People saw the leggings. I stopped using leggings for working out.
Really? For Pilates? Yeah.
I use like tracksuit pants or like I use cycling shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear cycling too sometimes. But I don't know how to style them, you know. Every time I go to the gym, I don't like to wear like cycling shorts and a top because I look too
skinny. To the gym it's like baggy.
Yeah, but like, how do you do
but
the cycling
Pilates,
shorts?
I feel like you need to be flexible.
Okay, I see.
And like, if you wear like baggy stuff, it kind of gets in the way sometimes.
So you wear the cycling shorts.
I wear the cycling shorts to Pilates. Okay. Yeah,
but then you wear like a top.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I feel it's so weird to wear like the cycling shorts with a baggy shirt. You look like nothing underneath.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Who's more likely to be on a reality show?
I know this one because, I know this one because you already said you wouldn't mind. You would go.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah,
I would go. Which one?
Iris.
Oh my God. You know what? I would like to go to one that it's like has some kind of activity. I saw that. Do you saw the on Netflix that one that had like puzzles for them to solve? What mm-hmm. is that called?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It's like Korean.
It's Korean, yeah.
Yeah. That one that was would really be like, cool. I would go. Yeah. Sure. It's like almost like a big exit escape room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you leave there.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was cool. And the food looked really nice there.
The food?
Yeah.
I don't remember the food. Really.
They would wake up. Remember they had like those, they were like in the rooms.
Upstairs,
and then like
yeah.
they were like in the kitchen downstairs. All of them always like eating in the morning.
Yeah, like a full on table yeah. prepared. I remember now. Yeah.
I remember thinking like the food looks nice.
Yeah,
here.
Because if it's a reality where you need to cook,
yeah.
it's not as good.
It's not as good.
That one is really spot on.
Okay, next.
Who's more likely to laugh during an inappropriate time?
I will say myself too, but I can see you doing that too.
Iris.
Me. Oh, shit. Yeah, sometimes I feel like when it's too tense,
that's when I want to laugh.
That's when yeah. I remember like, once I was in a, I don't know if I ever told this here, but I was in my grandma's funeral. It's gonna sound so bad, but it's true, it's legit. And she died when I was young, so I was like, I don't know, 14, 15, maybe something like that. And it was down at like the countryside, you know, because she wanted to be buried there. So we went all the way to the countryside, and it was a really small church, and it has a choir. Choir?
Oh, yeah, choir, yeah,
a choir, but it's a choir on the countryside. Where only old people live. Aww. So the whole choir was old people and they sang so bad. So I was like at the funeral and they were singing so bad and I couldn't like help myself. I'm like, I'm gonna laugh here and it's gonna be so embarrassing. And I managed to, you know, not laugh
pull it together,
loud,
yeah.
but I really wanted to and wow. it felt so bad, so wrong. So yeah. wrong. But yeah.
Who's more likely to crash a Fashion Week event?
Oh no, I don't know this one. But you could never. You know? Yeah, you're a little more brave on social gatherings.
Yeah, that's why maybe.
Iris.
Oh, oh my God, people think you're brave.
I'm socially awkward. That's the name of my vlogs. What do you think? I would never.
I was like, people are getting it
wrong.
Right, but no.
No.
This one.
Who's more likely to join a cult?
Ah, this is a hard one. I can see both of us joining different types of cults.
Okay, elaborate.
Okay, so my first answer was like me, because like I believe in aliens and stuff and I like that stuff. So I think I can be pulled to like a group of like yeah. people that talk about aliens. But at the same time, I can see you getting dragged into a cult too.
Me? Yeah. Are you saying that I'm naive?
No, but you're very like sweet and kind. You could be like tricked. Like, let's help all these old people. Come, Sophia. And then they would deceive you.
Okay.
I can see that happening. But I'm gonna reply me.
Oh,
is
that's
that
the
see?
Okay, good.
Okay, good. I think yeah. that could happen. Different cults for us.
Yeah, like Sophia, let's save all these puppies and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, let's go.
You can see that happening.
Who's more likely to cancel plans to sleep in?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
She woke up at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m.
Sophia.
Oh my God, people are so wrong. We need to get like yeah. People are so wrong.
Guys, this is going to be like a real
reality check for all of you yeah. guys at home. Because
you got it wrong.
Who's more likely to accidentally set their house on fire?
It is what
it's
it is.
It's me because I'm clumsy.
Iris.
Okay. That's why they don't vote me for the quiet place. They think I'm messy. Well, I'm not like the most organized.
And like, well.
Well. And I'm not a great cooker. Cook?
Cook, yeah.
Cook.
Yeah. But you're gonna be. Because now you're,
but
you
I'm the
place.
More responsible out of us. Like, I'm the one holding the room keys when we're
traveling. That's a huge sign.
Yeah, I'm the one.
It's like, Iris, you keep this. Yeah.
Who's more likely to leave modern life and move to the middle of nowhere?
We're both city girls, but I would say me because I live more in the country than you.
Yeah.
But, true. But yeah, it's not like a big thing for either of us going into nowhere. But
I can see you like having a farm.
Yeah. Maybe
with
you
like
could, yeah.
goats.
Ah, I love that. Yeah. And I can see myself being like one day saying like, fuck all this. Yeah. I don't want this anymore. I want to change. Yeah. So maybe me. I don't know. They're gonna vote for you.
Oh. Iris.
Okay.
I'm wondering what went through people's minds to make this decision.
You, the most likely to set your house on fire. That's like,
and then move to the country.
That's so wrong, maybe.
Who's more likely to force their boyfriends to change outfits before leaving the house?
Oh, this is a tough one.
Maybe me. I've done it before.
I've done it before too. I don't really know how is your dynamic regarding clothes with your boyfriend.
It's not like force. It's more like maybe you should put another jeans with a top.
Okay.
Do you really want to go with a top? Yes. Maybe another pair of jeans.
Yeah.
And then you change.
Like help styling and all.
Yeah.
I think there was a phase where I did that a lot, and now he's more independent.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'm gonna vote for you. But I didn't know like that dynamic, so I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah.
Iris.
it's fair enough. I've done it too. A lot.
Yeah. I think we've all done it. But not like in a bad way.
Who's more likely to commit murder?
This is a tough one. I'm gonna say myself.
Shit. If people
get angry.
People voted for me. I feel it.
Sophia.
Oh my god. Wait, okay, so let's put all of the pieces together.
Wow.
People think I'm a killer.
Maybe that's why they picked you for The Quiet Place, because it's like you can save us all and kill people. Yeah, they picked you to die.
And then what else did they say? The house on fire was you.
It's me. Yeah. They might think that you're more like, I don't know.
They think I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
But you're the bad bitch.
Neither of us will kill.
No, if you had to, I feel like...
But at the same time, I think if I wanted to stab a bitch and I told you, I think you would have my back.
Yeah.
Like, Sophia, I can't do this today. My finger hurt. Can you stab this bitch for me? I think you would do
it. Yeah. I got rid of bugs for you before.
You do?
Yeah. The spider in Paris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I put it in a bag outside the room.
Yeah, because before that, I killed like 1,000 bugs. And I was like, this one needs to be you. Yeah. But you did it. That's
but
true.
I did it. I man up and I got rid of the spider. Maybe she crawled back in later. But yeah.
Who's more likely to win in hot dog eating contest?
You, because I don't eat hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
Iris.
They think I'm...
And you like hot dogs. You really like
a
hot dogs.
Foodie.
Who's more likely to win an important award? Like a Nobel or an Oscar?
A Nobel or an Oscar? That's very different. Oh my God. I'm gonna vote
for you.
Okay. I'm gonna vote for Sophia because we went to an award and she was nominated. So...
Yeah. I can see you winning an award for like...
Thank you.
You're a very good dancer.
Oh, thank you.
Sophia.
See? They think you're, like, very responsible. And
they think I'm going to win, like, a Nobel Prize. I'm gonna discover the next whatever. I don't know.
Like, do a app that's going to, like...
Yeah. Revolutionize
stuff. Everything.
Who's more likely to impulsively get married in Vegas?
I think... I'm going to vote for myself. I think either of us could do it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think either of us could do it.
And we've been talking here that we wanted like a wedding photo
shoot. Yeah. So Vegas is the place.
Yeah.
Vegas is the
place. Iris.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's funny.
Who's more likely to become a sugar baby?
A sugar baby?
Oh my god.
I wonder what people reply. No, I feel like this is like literally none of us because we like to be our own.
Yeah, we're like workaholics.
Yeah, we like to be our own bosses.
And we are both like in a relationships for a long time. So if one of us was single, then I would reply. Like if you were single right now, I would reply you.
Yeah.
But I'm so confused.
Okay, I vote for you. You vote for me.
Okay.
Sophia.
Oh my god. So people think I'm going to win a Nobel Prize.
I'm kill someone.
Kill someone and have a sugar baby. Okay. I wonder. I don't know. What my profile is for them.
It's a little all over the place.
Yeah, isn't it?
Who's more likely to become a crazy pet lady?
Crazy pet. Okay, not cat because I'm not into cats. But crazy pet. I'm going to reply myself because I have a bird and I think that's
a little more like crazy. Yeah.
Vibes.
I agree. It reminds me of the, you know, in John Wick, the guy that has like all the doves.
Yeah.
Is it doves? Yeah. No.
Pigeons?
Pigeons, yeah. The pigeons guy. So I would think that, but I could be the version of like million dogs. But yeah, let's go with you. Yeah. I don't know.
Sophia.
Yeah.
How okay. can she be a crazy cat lady and a sugar baby?
I don't know. I'm everything, apparently.
Yeah, maybe because he died. Okay, makes sense. So you went sugar baby, old man, rich, and then he died.
Yeah.
And you became like the crazy pet lady.
Yeah. Because I don't have to work, so I need to have lots of
That's why
pets.
You became like, oh, maybe you killed him. It all makes sense now. Okay.
Wow, wait. There's like this
there's
backstory.
Storyline. Yeah.
They thought about it.
Here's the storyline here.
Wow. Okay.
Who's more likely to leave their room a mess when they're traveling?
That's both of us.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess. Roller coaster. Yeah, no, we're both very messy.
Oh, it's gonna be me. I'm already...
Iris.
They fucking think I'm a mess. I will burn my house. I will have everything messy. I swear I'm not that messy. Just a little bit.
I wonder why they think that. They think I'm put together. No, I kill people, apparently. I'm not put together. I'm not that put together.
But I'm messy. For people, I'm a mess.
Okay.
Who's more likely to spoil a surprise?
I don't know, actually. Is it you?
I think you can pull it off. Remember when we planned your secret?
Yeah, you messed that one. Okay. That was a mess. But like, it was not just you. Like, everyone was a mess.
Yeah, to be honest, like, they were all incapable.
Yeah, my boyfriend was a mess on that one. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like one of those people that are like, I bought you a gift. Do you want to know what it is?
Really?
Like, I love.
Yeah, because of that one, I'm going to vote for you. But I think I'm not like the best on this. I've done like surprises and usually like to gift people. People are not expecting what I'm about to gift. But at the same time, sometimes I lose track of what I already said. Mm. So sometimes I say like the same thing. Twice to someone. They're like, you already told me that story. So I think I might be able to let it slide like something. And then...
Iris.
It's me. See? What the hell? People have zero respect for me. They think I'm like super clumsy.
Who's more likely to hook up with a celebrity?
Oh my god.
Okay, we have to think. Yeah.
They replied who?
Oh.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, we have to think that like we were I'm going to go with you. Cuz I know you had some celebrities sliding in your DMs.
In DMs, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I don't know if it would go that far, though, if I was single, because I feel like I always have, you know, I'm like, celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
I always have like a sketchy feeling about them. But it could happen if I was single, but I don't know. I think I always have a little suspicious vibes mm-hmm.
For celebrities.
But yeah, about the DM, we can go with me. Who is it?
Sophia.
It's a sugar baby. They are crazy.
People think I'm very open.
Oh my god, I have so many questions. We shouldn't have done that because now I'm like, why?
Yeah, it's because you know what? Some stuff is not like matching. So you're the
exactly,
drunk one.
Exactly, that's why I was like,
you're the drunk one, but I'm crashing events. And then like, you're a sugar baby, but hooking up. No, you're hooking up. Yeah. Okay, that might match. Okay.
Yeah.
So they think you're like very outgoing and.
And I would kill people.
Yeah, because I'm too messy for that, according to our followers. So it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. They just have us like wrong.
Yeah, they had us wrong. Some stuff,
yeah.
But this was so fun. I feel like people, we need to tell more about our personalities because people don't know.
No, they don't listen because we tell.
We've been telling you.
So we saw how our followers perceive us wrongly. I must say. But now let's see how well we know each other.
And this will actually give more insights into us so you guys can know us better too.
Yeah. It's going to be stressful. Yeah. I hope you still love me.
If
I get them all wrong.
So basically we have, how many questions do we have of each? It's 10, right? So we have 10 questions. For each one of us. And basically, the 10 questions about myself, I'm going to be asking to Sophia. And you only have one chance of reply of each question. And the 10 replies need to be within 1 minute. So there's a chance that you only reply to some of them.
Yeah.
If you don't hurry, if you think a lot about a reply. So yeah, this is like questions to get to know us better.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm stressed too. Who's gonna go first?
You can ask me first.
Okay.
I'm ready. Let's just take off the band-aid.
Yeah, some of them might be hard. Just letting you know. What's my favorite superhero?
Deadpool?
Wrong. What's my go-to food choice when I don't feel like having an actual meal?
Ramen.
Wrong.
What?
I once worked at the mall. What did I do?
You handed like things, like publicity
Correct.
Things.
What's my dream bag?
Your dream bag? It's a Hermes.
Correct. 4 celebrities I would invite to an
imagine. 4?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You would invite?
It was not my idea. This one. 4 celebrities I would invite to an imaginary dinner.
An imaginary dinner. 4 celebrities. Frank Ocean.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, what's my favorite video game?
Zelda.
Correct. What word do I use the most in Portuguese? Or
what word?
No fucking way. This is 1 minute? I'm shocked. I thought we had so much time. Okay, let's go through this. This was stressful.
This is stressful.
Need a minute. Okay.
Okay.
So my favorite superhero, you got that wrong. You said Deadpool. Mm-hmm. My favorite superhero is Batman.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Cool.
It is. I think it's because he doesn't have any like actual
powers.
Superpower that you need to believe in fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's very real, you know? He just like works on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love Batman. Then my go-to food of choice when I don't feel like having an actual meal, that's why it wasn't ramen, because it's when I don't feel like having an actual meal. So it's something it's lighter. Acai. It's acai.
So the problem was the question.
The flyers thing was right. Flyers, dream bag was right. I wrote down black Birkin with silver hardware, but it's Hermes, so yeah. Celebrities, you were getting it. So you got Frank right. Mm-hmm. And then I chose, this was a hard one to pick. I chose Pharrell, Andre 3K, and Tom Hardy because
I was like, what's his name? Like from Tom Hardy. I was like, I know it's Hardy, but it's not, I didn't remember.
So it would be Four Men and Me.
You know, like that filter that it's super famous now on TikTok, it's like a table. And you get to pick what celebrity you put on edge. And it's like, man, I would trust my drink when I leave them. And it's like, those would be your four guys you would trust your drink.
I don't know if I trust Tom Hardy, though. Is there seven? But the other three, I would trust my drink. What's my fave video game? You got it right. Zelda. What's the Portuguese word I use the most? I don't know if it's I use the most, but the one that you... When you think of me, you think of this word, Portuguese word.
I think of the expression "cute."
That's exactly what I wrote. And that means like cute.
Yeah. And I started saying because of you. Because like, I think it's like very, you know, it's like very expressive.
Yeah. That's so funny. Then the next questions that you didn't have time to answer was my favorite album.
Your favorite album? Is it like The Blonde?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then what do I have tattooed on my ankles?
On your ankles? Oh, you have a tooth on one side and an alien.
Yay! Yeah. You would get that right. And the last one, if I would get a second dog, which breed would I get?
A French bulldog?
American bulldog.
American bulldog.
That's almost correct.
Yeah. Yay! I don't know the difference. Yeah.
Okay, so you would get a lot of right ones if you had the time.
Slay.
But you didn't, so how was the result?
Oh, she just failed one. Oh, that's nice. No.
The acai one.
Oh, and the four people. So it's four right? No, five. Four right.
It's four and... One four quarter.
Four and a quarter. Yeah. Four and a half. And you would get much more if you had the time. Okay, good. This was very... Now I'm even more scared because it was so quick.
It's very quick.
Okay, and I feel like I will be doomed because you, before we started this, you said that
I think mine are easier than yours.
Easier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay. And bring back my confidence then.
What's my bird's name?
Yoda.
Yeah. What's my dream brand deal?
Miu Miu.
Celebrity I would love to meet?
Emma Chamberlain.
What's my dream dog breed?
Sausage dog.
Yes. What's my love language?
Fuck. Hugs? I don't know.
No. Celebrity I would never hang out with?
Taylor Swift.
Yes! Something that gives me the ick. This is very specific.
Oh my god, I don't know. Let's skip that.
Type of food I don't like.
Type of food you don't like? You like so many things. Meat?
No. In which cities have I lived before?
Barcelona and London.
Very nice. What's my biggest fear?
Fuck. Missing out? I don't know.
Okay, we're done. But that was wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
But that was very good.
Okay, good.
Okay, so...
There's something I don't know.
Yeah, the act. What's my love language? It's actually acts of service.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Like what?
Like
doing something for someone?
Yeah.
Okay, like, makes sense.
If you make me a coffee.
Oh, like someone... Yeah.
Make it for me.
Okay.
Something that gives me the ick. I put like fishing for compliments. Like we talked about like social media thing. But I think it's very specific. And then the food I don't like, I put pineapple.
You don't like pineapple? No. Good morning, pineapple. And you don't like it?
I know. It's very disappointing.
It's ruined now. I need to change it. Good morning, bitch.
What do you like, bitch?
You like
bitch? I love bitch.
Okay.
It's like
you're
my favorite.
Be a little bitch. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I learned something.
And then on my biggest fear, I was like, is it being canceled? But then I was like, no, I'm going deeper. And I put losing my loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's yeah.
So bad.
But yeah, like you managed to get them through all.
Yeah, but they were a little
they were easier
stuff that I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Oof. But it's hard to answer in 1 minute.
But yeah, you won. On the besties competition. You're the best at bestie.
I'm the best bestie.
You're the best bestie.
I'm the BBBF.
BBBF. But yeah, this
was fun.
But we need to do more complicated ones next.
Yeah, go deeper.
Go deeper. What's my childhood like? Trauma. What age was I when my grandfather died?
What's the name of your grandfather? I would get it wrong.
Oh yeah, I don't know the name. I don't even know the name.
I think I know your full name.
Yeah.
Do you know my full name?
Okay, so we can bleep it out. Inês Silva.
Yay!
I'm so good.
And yours is Sophia. But you know what? The other day I got your birthday wrong. Do you remember?
Oh, you did?
When I was booking
it wasn't
the
traumatic.
Flight.
It wasn't traumatic for me. I don't remember
good.
That. So it's nice.
I was booking the flight and I was like, so this is your date, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
you're I think I remember. I was like, this bitch.
Yeah, I always get it confused, the 27 and the 28.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because I know your we cannot say this. Stupid.
I know
I'm
your
so oh! stupid.
I know your
yeah, we can bleep this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know why I got it wrong. I think it's because my dad is 28.
March.
So yeah, this was fun.
This
I
was very
this
fun.
Episode.
This is very fun.
Today we're not gonna forget the Portuguese word.
Today, are we gonna do that now?
Yeah, I think we can do that now.
Okay.
Which word should we do?
Which word should we do?
Oh, we should teach the one that I say. We should teach one that I say and one that you say.
Okay.
Okay. So one word that I learned from you saying it a lot is tense.
Tense.
And I never said that before. Like, basically, tenso means tense. It's very similar. And it's not something that I would use on a regular. But you say it a lot when the situation is obviously tense. And now I say it a lot because of you. Whenever, like, something is, like, sketchy, I'm like, tense.
I love to drop it. In, like, when the situation is, like, very tense. And you say sense and the situation gets less sense because like you're it's like yeah it's like,
but imagine if no one's is actually like really talking about it and you just drop that.
Yeah,
but it's very similar to English. It's tense and in Portuguese
tenso
sounds like Japanese.
Tenso.
Yeah, and the one that I say it's we already told here. It means cute and it's giro.
Giro.
Giro. And the more you elongate it, the cuter it becomes. So you cannot just say giro. You need to say giro.
It also sounds like kind of like something Japanese.
Giro.
Like,
giro. Giro. Yeah. So yeah, that's the two words for today.
Okay, so I think this is it for this episode. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to
do ping pong.
Do ping pong time.
Haven't done it in a while.
I haven't done it in a while.
Excited.
It's ping pong time.
Ping pong time.
Okay. Wait, this is.
I was gonna go for this one.
Craziest love stories.
Oh my god, crazy love stories. We don't have much, but you guys must feed us all this
drama. We're gonna have to do our homework, and you guys as well.
And Reddit always helps us.
Reddit has the craziest stories. Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun episode. I'm very excited. And yeah, that's it for today, right?
See you next Monday.
Thank you for watching. We love you.
Bye.